Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
But right now, very happy to bring to your attention Robert Bork Jr., a new book release, The Antitrust Paradox, written by your father, right? This is really a re-release and sort of a re-update, Mr. Bork. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Larry. His book was first published, it was his first book, too, in 1978, and it was about all of the mess, the hot mess of antitrust law back then, and proposing a solution, which is the original intent, if you will, of the antitrust laws written early in the 20th century, was really about protecting the consumer.
Well, I was going to say, anybody paying attention to the news cycle right now and sort of the strange new politics of antitrust discussions will recognize why you found it useful to re-release this book, because you find conservatives sort of a part of this argument with regard to social media and big tech.
Yes, exactly. Now, I saw this coming. Not so much the conservatives, but I saw the left of the Democratic Party beginning to put a crosshair on antitrust and on the consumer welfare standard, which became law when codified by the Supreme Court in 1979, a year after the book came out. So I thought we need to get this book back out again, and I asked Senator Mike Lee to write a new introduction, and I wrote a new foreword, and it's been doing pretty well since it came out in April. But it really lays out for the reader why the law was a mess and why this consumer welfare standard is the answer, which the courts adopted. And we're in the same place now in 2021 where we were in 1978.
So
Congress wants to tear up this neutral principle of consumer welfare and go all subjective and what we don't like, big business, big is bad, really throwing us back into the past.
So when conservatives look at potentially stepping into antitrust legislation on social media companies, how do they balance this sort of dilemma between making sure they're protecting the principles of the free market, but also making sure that there's competition available for people who want to get in and challenge some of these big tech social media companies?
Well, Amber, I think that a lot of conservatives are making a mistake, and they're walking right into a trap laid for them by the Democrats. That they're confusing their white-hot frustration or anger at social media companies with antitrust law. They're not the same thing. The solution to the censorship problem, and I frankly am very angry about it too. In fact, when I wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal just the other day, friends started to post it on Facebook and it got blocked. So I understand what the frustration is. But the answer is not, the weaponizing antitrust to solve the problem. The problem could much more easily, I think, be fixed by tweaking what they call Section 230, and senators like Thune and Schatz have a bipartisan proposal called the PACT Act. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying there are answers out there for these platform censorship problems that don't involve breaking up these companies, which are, in fact, enormous engines of growth, innovation, and job creation in this country, and investment. So don't use the antitrust laws for things they weren't intended. It's very convenient to want to use them, because they would be like nuking a problem that could easily be solved with a scalpel.
But reforming Section 230 wouldn't necessarily help cases where you have competitors being kicked off of web hosting platforms or some of these other instances where the big tech companies are colluding to make sure that new innovative companies aren't even allowed in the marketplace, removing them from app stores, for example. So what is the conservative solution to that problem?
Well, I'm not saying never apply antitrust law to these problems, but again, what I keep hearing is let's break up these companies mm-hmm. for these problems. I'm not sure that breaking up companies, you know, actually, if you broke up Facebook right now, Mark Zuckerberg would get a lot richer. That's not the answer to the problem. And I don't care, what happens to these companies. I am focused solely on trying to protect what I think has been a real engine of growth in this country over the last 43 years, and that's the consumer welfare standard, because it simplified and made reasonable an approach to antitrust that was a mess before, a paradox, as my father said.
If you could, sir, and this is Robert Bork Jr., his father is Robert Bork, who wrote the book we're talking about, The Antitrust Paradox. The consumer welfare standard, I know that's the whole purpose of the book and people should read. Can you sort of summarize it or sort of put it in layman's terms so we understand what that standard might be and how it would apply here?
Sure. It's one of the great marvels of the consumer welfare standard is it's easy to understand, which makes it easy to guide enforcement. Before the consumer welfare standard became codified by the Supreme Court and other courts over the last 43 years, there was no standard for antitrust enforcement. There were these laws that were written back in the days of the big trusts in the early 20th century, and they were really had no foundation that you could find. And so justices like Justice Brandeis said that we should just be against big business and protect worthy men, as he described it, small business. But what ended up being done is the cases that went to the court, they would find in favor of inefficient competitors, and prices would go up. But there was no real standard. The consumer welfare standard said, look, the intent of the law was to protect the consumer, and everything should be looked at through that lens. Are these companies maximizing consumer welfare? And if they are, then you don't. If it's a merger, you don't intervene, and or an acquisition. And if they aren't, yes, apply the law. So I'm not saying don't ever apply antitrust law. I'm just saying do it through the lens, the filter of the consumer welfare standard, which we have done. And then over the last 43 years, the economy has grown, has tripled in size. I'm not saying it's all the consumer welfare standard, but I think it made a major contribution to it. Small business creation is up 54% since 1980, hasn't collapsed, as President Biden asserted in his press conference a couple weeks ago. And investment is up. So the system is working, at least as far as the consumer welfare standard is concerned.
Gotcha.
And it has contributed to that. So why mess it up?
They say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Robert Bork Jr. wrote the foreword to his father's book, now republished with an introduction by Senator Mike Lee. The book is The Antitrust Paradox. It is food for thought. And, sir, anytime any of my conservative friends and Republican friends fall into the trap of saying, oh, that Joe Biden, he's just a nice guy, I feel sad. No, I remember what he did to your dad. I know you vividly remember seeing what he did to your dad in those confirmation hearings, those disgraceful confirmation hearings. And my heart goes out to you to have to see that man sitting in the Oval Office now.
That's okay. It's only going to be 4 years, right?
Right. At most. Thank you. So good to talk with you, sir.
Thank you.